Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Join us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
From simple structures to highly complex headquarters, Mueller Custom Buildings are engineered and made to help your business grow. Hear how Mueller helped Brian with a custom steel building for his company.
Here at Gibson Automotive, we're a collision repair. We do body work, paint. We also sell a few cars. My contractor wanted to use Mueller because they were the best. So why wouldn't I use Mueller? This project turned out better than I ever imagined. There wasn't a nut and bolt that didn't fit anywhere it was supposed to. Going with Mueller was one of the best decisions I made in the whole construction.
Visit our website today at MuellerINC.com to find a location near you and view our wide range of building types, from workshops to commercial projects. Mueller Inc. Metal roofs, metal buildings, made in America, and made to last.
Well, today's cattle futures finished the day sharply lower, especially in the live cattle. We had June close down the limit. It looks like $95.30 for the June live cattle. So a disappointing trade there. We did have some 118 cash, pretty widespread yesterday, which is slightly lower than what we saw last week. And then box B prices continue to plummet from their highs. Still at really lofty levels, but at midday today, choice was $322, down $18.79. Somewhere around $160, 100 off their highs, though. But still, $322 is still super high. Select was down $21 at $295.52. Packer margins also still high. Beef packer margins are estimated around $832 a head. Really big number. Pork, $85 a head. Oklahoma City yesterday ended up with 15,712. They called it steady to $3 higher, despite what we saw today with the cattle market under a little bit of pressure. The hog market also down slightly, with July hogs down 50 at 54.65. It seems like a lot of the demand side of the picture is less worrisome now. It's more about the supply and the backed up cattle that we didn't get slaughtered over the last couple of months.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Calling all farmers and ranchers. Don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show June 18th through 20th at the Bennett Event Center at State Fair Park. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment and services along with live cattle demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Take a test drive and enter to win a zero-turn Spartan mower. Show hours 9 to 5, 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com for details.
We had some pretty big moves for the grain futures. Corn was the quietest of the three, unchanged here, to penny higher. The beans were about 10 cents higher, with November at $8.62. The big idea there, of course, yesterday morning, China said that they urged their private or state buyers to quit buying U.S. ag goods following Trump's Friday announcement of the retaliatory measures on China imposing new laws over Hong Kong. But yet they also came and bought three cargo loads yesterday. So it looks like the actual supply and demand picture is leaning toward buying the beans. That's what the market, which is the infinite wisdom of the market here, is rallying. And then the wheat futures down about 10 to 11 on Kansas City wheat, with 11 and a half lower in July at 451. Looks like harvest pressure is winning the day here. And we also missed out on some export sales that Ukraine actually got over us to Egypt. One big, huge factor that they have advantage over us is the freight cost. It's quite a bit cheaper and quite a bit shorter of a distance. The stock market today, the Dow's up about 100, 25,580. It's been about all day long. Crude oil futures are up about a buck. Natural gas is unchanged here at $1.77 in July.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.